Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, I spent the last, essentially pretty much the entire week talking about the North American issues, the domestic issues, the Canadian Freedom Convoy. And of course, that's extremely important because what we're seeing now is the pushback and we're seeing some potential dressing down of the globalists. But you know, what's plan B? What's their plan B of the globalists? Okay, do you think that they're going to go quietly away in the night? And this is something that, you know, nothing happens. This is my opinion now, my reasoned opinion as an investigator for the last 35 years. You know, look, I nothing happens in a vacuum. And when you come across a crime scene, you know, sometimes there's a primary crime scene and then there's secondary scenes. And of course, there's evidence that could be amassed all over the place. And that's what this is, I believe. I believe what we're looking at today is a crime scene on a global scale. And each component of this crime scene, for example, the pushback by the globalists against people who just want to live their daily lives, is coming. Because they're not going to go quietly into the night. They've been planning what they've been planning for millennia, really. And you know that, folks. We've talked about that. So Steve Quayle has come on today, and we're going to be talking about the international importance of everything, and especially the China-Russia threat, all right? Specifically Russia, Ukraine, and then perhaps we'll broaden it, perhaps not. There are things happening, of course, that you need to know. And I find it very interesting. One of the things that I mentioned earlier, and I'm just going to mention this up front today, is one of the first things the globalist army does, is they cut the communications before they attack or before they, whatever they might do. For example, at the Coots Crossing in Alberta, north of Montana, where my brother Steve, and a brother in arms, brother in Christ, lives, is that there was a communication outage, cell phones and cell phone, internet, Wi-Fi and such. So the reason I mention that is because you need to be in contact with one another. You know, when they cut the cell service, how are you going to talk? How are you going to communicate? Do you have a dial-up somewhere? No, of course not. So that's why this is so important. This is a satellite phone. Folks, go to thesatellitephonestore.com. The link is in the program description box. Or you can go to stevequayle.com and click on the link to the satellite phone store. But you need one of these, all right? Now, people say, well, I can't afford a satellite phone. Sure you can, because the phone itself is free. Now, the plan is listed there, and I can't really see that on the screen. But nonetheless, it's there. Look, $99.95, okay, per month. And the minutes accrue and such, okay? It's very easy to use. And you know what? If I can use it, you can. If I could learn, if Eric the Tech can teach me how to use this, you can use it. So, folks, what you really need to do this, go to thesatellitephonestore.com. Again, you can go to stevequayle.com, click on his link, or the link on the HagmanReport.com in the program description box if you open the program up, and get one of these. And also Galileo, too. That's a third-party service, but that alerts you to things that are taking place that are of importance to you. But you need the infrastructure of the satellite phone from the satellite phone store. And we're attempting to take care of some people up in the up north of us. And I can't really say much more than that because, well, you know, the enemy is listening. All right. So I want to get that out of the way. And the second thing I want to get out of the way, when this is equally important as well. When we talk about things that are taking place today, did you know that a lot of this was written about back millennia ago? I mean, a long time ago, and even more recent than that. But here's the thing. you know that we had a fundraiser slash money bomb, whatever you want to call it. And you know the intellectual property from that was done by Gen 6. You heard Jesse on this program. You heard Dan Holdings on this program. For $100, just over 6 hours of video and a PDF. And I mean, absolutely incredible. Did you know, folks, that a lot of what was written in the angelic language, the glyphs, and that's why Steve Quayle has been so right on the money with the Glyph Project. A lot of that was talking about what's happening today. And, you know, it really blew my mind. And it still blows my mind to think about it. So here's what you can do. You go to HagmanReport.com, click on the banner there for the exclusive content by Gen 6 Productions, I'm telling you. Or you can go to just click on the banner, or Gen6.com, I'm not sure. No, it's got to be on this banner. All right, Eric the Tech is throwing stuff at me here. Go to click on the banner, and you can sign up and still get it. And I guarantee you will not be sorry. I've heard so many people saying, wow, you know, pretty much they're dumbstruck. I mean, the information is fantastic. So do that. It's not too late. We're still, you know, hey, look, they're trying to shut us down. I know Alex Jones had the other day, they were talking about Lawfare lawsuits. Of course, the syndicated radio station being drawn into a lawsuit. And this is how the globalists fight. And we are not immune, nor have we been immune to that. And that's all I'm going to say. And I guarantee you that the January 6th committee, they already have us in their sights. And that was told to me flat out a number of times. Your time's coming. All right. So I wanted to lead off with that and lead off with this. This is something that was censored in the West. There's two very short video clips, two, okay, of Vladimir Putin of Russia. Because people will say, you know what? You guys are, you're just so full of it. You're just making, there's no threat. And, you know, Biden's got it handled and everything. There's peace and everyone's singing kumbaya, you know, around the campfire. Or you're overstating the threat. I love that. I call Steve up and say, hey, are we? And he's got the receipts to back it up. One of the very few people that actually knows what the heck they're talking about in the alternative or new media that actually has the receipts and can back it up is Steve Quayle. But listen to and watch this. Now, this is in Russian. I will do somewhat of a voiceover. There's two videos. They're both about a minute, roughly. And let's start off with this. This will lay the groundwork. This is from just the other day, this week. This was censored in the West. Here is Vladimir Putin. Again, the people in the West, MSNBC not showing it, CNN not showing it, Fox not showing it, nobody's showing it. Here it is. He says, I want to stress it one more time. I've been saying it, but I very much want you to finally hear me and to deliver to your audience in print, TV, and online, which, by the way, didn't happen. Do you understand it or not? Attempts to bring Crimea back by military means to the European countries will automatically be pulled into a war conflict with Russia. Of course, NATO and Russia potentials are incomparable. We understand it, but we also understand that Russia is... Boy, it's going fast. What he's saying is, Russia and NATO, no comparison. And by some modern components, are you reversing it for me, Eric the Tech? All right, thank you. All right, thank you very much. Tomorrow I'm going to be working on my colors, okay?
Yeah, and numbers.
And numbers, all right? Today I'm working on my letters. All right, sometimes you have to be, you know. Okay, so, but we also understand that Russia is one of the leading nuclear states. Boy, that's a pretty important sentence not to miss. Okay. And by some modern components, it even outperforms many, there will be no winners. And you will be pulled into this conflict against your will. You won't even have time to blink your eye when you execute Article 5, parentheses now, collective defense of NATO members, end parentheses. Mr. President Macron, of course, doesn't want this. And I don't want it, which is why he is here torturing me for 6 straight hours. All right, this is where that video ends. This was just this week. And that's Vladimir Putin saying, hey, you know, NATO and US, the West, Germany and et al, stop it. Stop it. You know, don't put missiles on our borders like the former Soviet Union did for America. All right, I'm kind of just ad-libbing there, but now, this is from February of 2018, this next clip. The situation was similar back then, okay? Different circumstances, but similar sentiment or similar situation. Watch this, and I'll do my best to read this as well. Maybe better this time. Go ahead. Yeah, this means that we are ready to use... Now, this is, again, February 2018. Over a conflict. This means that we are ready to use nuclear weapons and will do so once we make sure that someone is a potential aggressor launches a strike on Russia. Okay, now that could, I'm not going to opine much except to say that could also mean any of the vassal states of Russia. Okay. On our territory, he adds. I guess I didn't have to opine. And he goes on, there's no secret. We have a system that we are constantly improving. Think about this now. Again, this is 4 years ago, this month. It needs to be continuously improved. It's a MAW, M-A-W system, which is a missile approach warning system. It works globally and first detects launches of strategic missiles from the world ocean or any territory. And think about what's happening today compared to this. Second, determines the flight trajectory. Eric the Tech is so kind to me. Third, determines where the nuclear warheads are to fall. When we make sure, which takes us a few seconds, that Russia's territory is the target. Okay, only after that did we respond with a second strike. Interesting, a second strike. Okay, continuing. It's almost over. It's a retaliation, he adds. The missiles fly towards our territory, and our missiles will fly to the aggressors. Now, again, the context of this is, it should be evident. Of course, it means a global catastrophe. And now, here we go. But I repeat that we can't be those who initiated this catastrophe. Because we don't support the concept of a preventative strike. Yes, in this case, it's like we're waiting that somebody will use nuclear weapons against us. Some pretty pensive faces in the crowd. And doing nothing. But the aggressor should know that a retaliation is inevitable. And they will be destroyed. Here's a money quote. And we'll be the victims of aggression. And rise to the heavens as martyrs. You ready for this? And they'll just drop dead. Because they won't even have time to repent. And you can stop it right there. Folks, that clip is available. HagmanReport.com in the episode description link. You can link right to it. If you want to hear the Russian part of it, you can. And there it is. thank you, Eric the Tech, because, you know, my reading comprehension level is on the third grade, apparently, at least in Russian. And I, you know what, my comrade, Steve Quayle, we're both very fluent in Russian, so that shouldn't have been a problem. I don't know why. We talk to each other in Russian, by the way, you know, using ham radios. Oh, no, that's Nelly Orr. I'm sorry. Okay. Steve Quayle. Oh, and
do you have those sweet hats?
Just my aluminum, just the aluminum foil one. You mean the comrade hat? No, I don't have those.
That's a shame.
I know. Or the ones with the floppy ears. And lastly, you know, right now would be a good time. Steve Quayle, I had some questions for him, and this is a sales pitch. I had some questions for him about metals. And if anyone knows, you know, silver, gold, platinum, rhodium, or anything about metals, it's Steve Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com, click on his the link to his metals website. I'm going to tell you something. The guy knows his stuff. And you know what? EMP would knock out the banking system. Don't be caught without something in your pocket. Not fiat dollars, but something perhaps of a silver or gold nature. You could use as barter and as of real money. Because you know what? The globalists want you, in addition to being dead, they want you destitute as well. So I'm gonna shut up now with that. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. After the two videos and my intro, hopefully I didn't bore you. You still awake? Steve, you still awake?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just waiting for, you know, my chance to basically give everybody a reality check, Doug, and a reality, how should I say this, slap in the face. Let me share this. You all watched the overthrow of the United States government and all of its associated mouthpieces, court systems, intelligence agencies, and pushing the Russia hoax. Now, look, I'm not an apologist for Russia, but I do understand their weapons technology, and I understand there are, quote, people saying, nothing's matter. We're not going to have to deal with a war with Russia. That's BS. I was just telling Doug, I said, you know, you may need to host a debate between me and a certain person that, you know, by the way, he is active CIA, that he yells, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You better be worried about it. Here's why. For years, and in 2015, that's 7 years ago, interesting number, the Russians demonstrated that they possessed a 100 megaton nuclear torpedo that was called the Poseidon. And if you understand your mythology, obviously, Poseidon is the one that caused a lot of trouble, a Greek, quote, demigod, that basically caused all the trouble in the ocean. And in mythology, he plays a pretty important part. But here's the issue. For 7 years, pretty much, the Defense Department denied they had that technology. And now they deny that Russia's got the technology that they call the revenge. That's what they call it. I can't pronounce Russian, contrary to critics. And it's 300 megatons. Now, that would be three times the size of this nuclear torpedo, which, by the way, doesn't need to be refueled. It has a mini reactor in it. And I want Eric, if you would, Eric, to put up the article, because, ladies and gentlemen, I can back up what I say. And the people that poo-poo it, I can say this. I call them this, murderers in waiting or complicit in the murders that are coming, okay? I'm not pulling any punches. And quite candidly, after 26 years on talk radio, I'm through deflecting them too. Think about that. So, Eric, if you can put up the thing on the torpedo, I think it would have been maybe the fourth thing. The third one I sent you. We sync up and link up, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give you the gist of it. Russia reveals giant nuclear torpedo and state TV leak. If you look at the 12th of November, 2015, okay? Now, I want people to say and understand this. Status 6 should not have appeared on Russian TV news, okay? And so, you know, whether you want to believe that or not, I believe it was floated on purpose. So, Eric, if you'll scroll down a little bit, you know, to where they're talking about what this thing can do. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a demonstration, in my opinion, in the Tonga volcanic explosion, because that thing did not get the volcanic cone, did not take a missile hit with even a 25 megaton weapon, because that just simply wouldn't blow the volcano up from the base of the volcano on the ocean floor. Keep going, if you would, and get down to, you know, Cobalt Warhead. And this is really important. You know, it's given, the range was initially given as 6,200 miles and up to 3,300 feet. Now, look at that, 3,300 feet. And they built special submarines to actually carry these as the torpedo is actually like a small submarine. But again, it's able to travel at 115 miles per hour, which would avoid all acoustic tracking devices and other traps. I want you to understand, this is what's out there in the open. If you go down a little bit more, Eric, I'd appreciate it. Now watch this. Let's see. You got to scroll up now. Such a torpedo was envisioned in the 1950s by Andrei Sakharov, later a famous dissident and peace activist. He was pretty much the lead nuclear physicist in the weapons development for the Soviet Union. Now, a 100-megaton warhead would devastate U.S. coasts with massive tsunami and intense radiation. And even though the Tsar Bomba, that's not a dance, it's a weapon, it was 58 megatons. And the torpedo leak was a warning. Now, someone says, well, you can't trust him. Oh, yes, you can. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched the Russians demonstrate their electromagnetic warfare systems that are, by the way, responsible for taking out the F-35s and other aircraft that you don't even know they've taken out. And the only reason I can know it is because I'm told it. But I think it's important that if you continue down, Eric, I think this is the one that talks about It talks about creating a 1,600-foot mega tsunami on the coast, 1,600 feet. Now, you can argue whether you believe this or not. You can say, well, that's just propaganda. No, it isn't, because the Pentagon has admitted it exists. Now, Eric, go to the second newspaper, or not newspaper, but the article I sent you. Yep, there you go. A Russian professor told a paper that the new torpedo could create waves 1,300 to 1,600 feet high and wipe out all life nearly 1,000 miles inland with an alleged 200-megaton nuclear warhead. Now, the U.S. has no defenses against such a weapon. I wish they would have put duh in there, like duh. But now they give you the propaganda. Russia and its media often overstate the capability and meaning of their nuclear weapons, but Russia really did build this new nuclear weapon, which suggests they take the hype seriously. So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't build it unless you intend to use it. Thank you, Eric. Now, if you go to the very first email I sent you, the reason I'm doing this, Doug, and it's obvious, I'm showing people that we're not just pulling this stuff out of our hats or other parts of our bodies. This is really, really happening. Eric, that would have been the one from my photo of the day. And I think it's important that you understand that the hype in hypersonic is not an exaggeration. And it's in the, how do I say this? It's in the demonstration phase, whether it's in the Iskander missiles or the Avangard, which happened to go close to, 19,000 miles per hour. The U.S. has no hypersonic missiles, but guess what? North Korea just demonstrated they do. Ask yourself this, with an intelligence apparatus that we've had, how could we miss all of these developments? The answer is they didn't miss them. They just didn't tell Congress or the Senate, because there's a global cabal, call it globalists, they actually are Luciferians who pledged their allegiance to Lucifer, that are preparing the world for World War III, for the coming of the Antichrist. Abaddon is rising. Now, thank you, Eric. And Doug, look at this thing, okay? Look at, it's Mach 10 to 12, and that's a pretty big number right there. It's 12,000 to 14,700 kilometers per hour. Its air is 8 meters. That's not 8 miles. They're already in production. The three launch platforms, MiG-31Ks, Tupolev 22M3s, that's a bomber, and then the super, let's just say this, the state-of-the-art, this Sukhoi 57. Now, this thing can go up to 20 kilometers with a flight ceiling, and it has three different optical systems. We do not have anything like this, but now comes the clincher. Russia is known to have deployed 240 of these. This is free intel for the boys that will go over this broadcast with a fine-tooth comb. 240 of these, Doug, with 25 megaton nuclear weapons. The minute, and President Putin said this, the minute one of our missiles, I believe he's referring to nuclear missiles, goes into Russian airspace, then it's game on, and every target in the United States becomes viable. The nuclear missiles that have now been placed in Cuba make the Cuban Missile Crisis look like, and I mean it literally, like it was child's play. The nuclear missiles that have been placed in Venezuela, along with three Russian nuclear long-range bombers, are waiting the go signal. And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, when I started on talk radio, I think probably 5 years into it, so that would have been 21 years ago, there was a story that Iran had exploded a nuclear warhead. Anybody understanding, and see, this is why no true history is being taught, because they can wipe the slate clean of cause and effect and just basically provide BS ad nauseum and for as long as they want. But when somebody comes on and tells the truth, that becomes a threat to, if you will, the orchestrated lie and the supports of that lie or the supporting attacks on the truth tellers of that lie. So in essence, the truth tellers calling into question the lie. So in the old days, and I used to have a preparedness store and it was pretty big, and a lot of people would try and sell me a lot of stuff after the breakup of Russia. I mean, I wanted a periscope. In those days, I had a bomb shelter. And I wanted a Russian periscope off a submarine because you could buy just about anything. And instead of that, this is a true story, Doug. This is true. I was offered the submarine and they'd have to deliver it to Mexico. And then after that, the agent said, then it's your problem. Well, I don't want a Russian submarine. Don't know anything about them. I just wanted the periscope. That's a true story. You could get anything you possibly could afford or buy in those days. But why I'm saying this, Iran was capable and able financially to acquire a lot of Pakistan's nuclear materials, fissionable materials, the nuclear triggers, the, let's just say this, all the building blocks and components. And if they wanted full-scale nuclear warheads, of course, that was available too. And that was, now, what is this, 20, you know, let's just say this, that was at least 22 years ago.
Oh, the days of AQCon, the flea market of nuclear weaponry, among others.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I wrote a book called, and I never published, excuse me, and I'm not writing any more books, okay? When I say what I say, I mean what I say. But I just found, maybe it's coincidence, boxes and boxes of stuff, and I found the original manuscript that was transferred onto drives when they were available. But it was called Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America. And you look at that up. Look that up. I mentioned it on George Norrie Coast to Coast. And I remember how many years ago that was. It was probably in the early days when obviously George had taken over Coast to Coast from Art Bell. But the point I'm trying to make in all this, ladies and gentlemen, is that you're never going to be told the truth. I believe these are, and I mean this, I believe these are mercy moments. Let me define a mercy moment. A mercy moment is when God is holding back the veil of deception, tearing the curtain of deception, and anybody who comes against that veil of deception, anybody who is promoting that veil of deception are accessories to your murder. Because if you pay attention to what President Putin said, see, I pay attention. I had a couple guys, Doug, over the years. You know, I've been in the preparedness, blah, blah, blah business, 35, 36. And somebody actually said, Steve, no, I ordered my first catalog from you 38 years ago. So I stand corrected. But what was important in those days is the amount of intel that was available, especially if you were looking for, like, for instance, I used to sell British ferret armored person armored cars. I also sold Saracens, S-A-R-A-C-E-N-S. And people still remember those survival guide ads I bought. I bought the back pages, you know. I sold a lot of cool stuff. But because I was in that business, I was always getting offered some stuff. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I start talking, and this is critical, contrary to one of my critics who makes it a point of calling me a megalomaniac, why, if I can document it and give you enough information, if I'm true to my calling, and you know, I could care less at this point. Like I said, I'm not taking any more punches, Doug. That's not a threat. I'm just not going to take them anymore. What that simply means is, bottom line truth, I present it, you take it, you want it. I'll give you a good example. Yesterday, Hal Turner, maybe even the day before, published the article on smallpox. A trusted source of his of 17 years gave him the images. I couldn't validate the images, but I could validate the story by showing the actual Yemen American language version that smallpox had broken out. I had three different sources independent of each other. And by the way, two of them don't even know that Hal Turner exists, okay? Tell me that that's true. Within that time period of Hal taking it back, and he apologized because one of his sources of 17 years leaked those disinformation photos to undermine the argument. And I want to make this clear. I'm going to just keep saying that over and over. I try. I haven't always been able to do it, but I do it now. In order to post his stories, if I post them, that means I'm validating them or verifying them independently of him, and I got to have at least two or three sources. You can believe that if you want or not, but then we go back to Gates and Fauci's statement about smallpox, which we posted. I post the articles. That smallpox version that's in Yemen is a bio-weaponized smallpox. I'm waiting to find out, and I'm currently investigating it. If it's Ebola pox, what version of Ebola pox? Ebola, obviously a hemorrhagic a filovirus that's of the Ebola, different versions of it, different strains of it. Or if it's even a more sophisticated version in which the antiviral compounds that are going to be sold to the global population, if they don't all get nuked in the next couple of months, and they won't all get nuked. But ladies and gentlemen, they're losing the COVID. They, the globalists, the Satanists, the Luciferians are losing that effectiveness. And by the way, I'm on record as stating, Doug, you know this, and I want your feedback. I've never claimed the Wuhan virus was anything other than a bioweapons originating out of a bioweapons lab with tens of millions of people murdered in China, and people just bought the whole lie that a nation of 1.4 billion only lost a couple million lives. And we had satellite photos, open source. Open source just means there's no classified or bull secret stamped on it. I wish they'd just do that. They put the BS word in front of top secret or for your eyes on, or eyes only or whatever, all their different classifications. But the bioweaponized version of smallpox is what we're talking about. And so I'm just saying this. Hal pulled the story and gave an apology. When a source of 17 years intentionally throws you off a story that others that he had known, and I am defending the story, and I am defending, you should take all those Hal Turner links off. Are you kidding me? Kudos to the guy. He's broken more really important stories than anybody I know, you know? And so what the point that I'm trying to make in all this, Doug, is especially God's people refuse to acknowledge the lateness of the hour. They refuse to accept the fact of principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. They want to play church, but they don't want to be the called out ones, the ecclesia or the ecclesia. They want to be friendship with the world. They want to be cool. They want to be obviously calculating. And they want to basically forget the tenets of the faith that was delivered by the apostles and prophets. If you want to see what cost those men of God their lives to get the message of the gospel to us in our generation, go and read Hebrews chapter 11. I'll tell you what, it's a very sobering thing, because here is the point. Christians are now sitting and watching the vilification of them. We saw the department have heinous security, DHS, saying anybody who goes against official government narrative is a terrorist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that just basically gives a prima facie foundation to arrest or assassinate anybody other than them. And see, Doug, that's the issue. And I'll turn it right back over to you because I need to take a drink of water. That's the issue. Whose report are we going to believe? That was the question basically Isaiah asked. Whose report are you going to believe? And unfortunately, I say everything I have spoken for 26 years, written for 26 years, has been take it to the Lord in prayer. And now France and Germany are on the outs with NATO. Even though Macaroni and Sleaze, that's what I call the president of France, in my opinion, went and basically Putin knew what he was going to say, and he bore with it for 6 hours. If you saw the giant table that they were sitting, what, at least 20 feet apart, that was a visual representation of how far they are apart. So now where we're at is we're at the point where the Ukraine, obviously Belarus is in play, obviously Crimea is in play, but we in America are so used to going, and I categorically reject the doctrine of war as manifested in the United States actions post-Korea, okay? It's just ridiculous. And I also reject the word collateral damage. That's a nice way of saying we don't care how many people in America die. And you've watched the United States military be assassinated before your eyes. The biggest story in the world right now is the Defense Department's cover-up of how many servicemen basically became sick from the vaccines. And then they tried to lie about it. So here's what I want people to understand. The statement of President Putin, when we will not have time to repent, he's talking about hypersonic weapons. You just saw Eric put that up. It's also on my website, stevequayle.com, as a photo of the day. So when people say, I don't think, stop them immediately. If you know what you know you're talking about, say, you're right, you don't think. But do you realize your life is literally 6 seconds away from ending, 10 seconds away from ending? That's what, Doug, I don't think people in the United States are hearing, because they'll hear other talk show hosts bring people on that have been saying the same thing for 20 years. And one of them's my nemesis. I won't even name him. But the point is that why isn't he discussing it? Because he's in an agency as an active agent for the Central Intelligence Agency. He should know this. Or is he disinformation on purpose? Because the globalists want ignorance, because ignorance produces more death. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, you know, Steve, there's a whole lot there to unpack. One of the things that you mentioned was early on was about the SARS-CoV-2, the release, the deaths and such. And, you know, your consistent emphasis that this was a bioweapon. And I remember right as this was taking place, as this was just coming coming into play, having discussions off air and you telling me that exact same thing. And so I can verify that. And you know what, folks, we call that primary evidence or primary sources. Okay. So in other words, I'm a primary witness, primary source. It's not hearsay, except, I heard him say to me, it was said to me. So that makes me the primary source to you folks. So that's that. And then with respect to the Russia situation and the armaments that are being discussed and discovered now, this is something as well that Steve Quayle said, look, this is what they have. And this comes from my source. Now, that, of course, in my case, secondary source by way of Steve Quayle. But the fact of the matter, it's being validated now. All right. So, and then thirdly, I think we have to look at this, and this is, and hopefully this will give you enough time, but because I did take a lot of time up front, but I, the spiritual nature of what's going on and the deception. Earlier today I was looking at, and let me see if I can bring this up again. Let's see here. I was looking at Joseph Goebbels, his quotes that he made. It's really not important. You get the idea where the media essentially is their playground, okay, the Nazis' playground. And this is what we're seeing now with the media, the disinformation, misinformation playground, and that's the corporate media. That's the legacy media. That's their playground. And they're giving us a lot of deliberate disinformation and misinformation. And sadly, some of that has seeped into, the new media's arenas. And, you know, and I thank Steve, too, for making sure that we're protected from that to the best extent possible, that we don't receive any mis or disinformation, either intentional or unintentional. So having said all of that, you know, I find it very interesting that a video from 2018, when you look at it in retrospect, 4 years almost, well, 4 years to the month, almost to the day later, we're in a similar position with Putin saying, look, man, you know, F around and find out, okay? Don't do that. And his interesting choice of words 4 years ago. So all that to say that pay attention to this. And one other thing, too. I had mentioned earlier on about the cell phones. You think, or the satellite phones. You know what? I mean, maybe it won't, maybe it'll be total annihilation. I don't know. But if not, certainly a satellite phone, you're not going to be able to use a cell phone or a regular phone. So that might be your only out. So I said all that to say this. Think bigger. Look at all the situations that are taking place. And know that none of this is happening by accident. It's happening by design. And, of course, Mr. Potato Head sending Kamala Harris over there to heels up Harris to take care of the talks with over Ukraine. You got to be kidding me. I mean, you got to be really friggin' kidding me. Folks, you see that? Steve, you saw that, right? I mean, well, obviously.
Yeah. Here's the deal. It's you couldn't do more to destroy the United States of America that's been done in open revelation to everybody. Okay, come on, let's take it. Your son is tied in with Ukraine in some of the most illicit business dealings in the history of any party associated with a president, getting caught with hookers, smoking crack cocaine, and now the administration is going to put out $30 million to give free crack pots or crack pipes. I'm sorry, they're the crack pots, but free crack pipes out to, and if I were a person of color, I'd be furious, out to the black drug users. And
10% of the big guy, I wonder, but go ahead. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, so ladies and gentlemen, any nation that gives crack pipes out is cracking up before the eyes of the world, will be ultimately dismissed from history, just as other nations have, as we have, and I said this years ago, that we have become a hissing in the nostrils. In other words, the United States, which used to stand for freedom, life, liberty, and justice, every bit of America's history was rewritten by probably 10% of the population under the guise of everybody from the World Economic Forum. And Doug, again, here's a basic principle I think that 99% of the awareness movement has forgotten, is that in order to have the new world order called the global reset now, you have to have a world in chaos. But there is no place in the Bible that says the United States is going to be here when the Antichrist rises to power. I personally say this, throw away the charts on the wall and open up the Word of God and say, Lord, if I've been misled forgive me, but show me how this is really going to play out. Because I'm telling you, Doug, it's critical. Right now, the headlines, and I read this as it comes in on my email while I'm talking. I actually can do two things at once. But the Russian Army Engineering Battalion is moved within 15 kilometers from Ukraine, and Canadians are warned to leave while you still can. How do I say this? There are some things I can't say, and I'll tell you why. There's some things I won't say. I will not say what I know if people can't even embrace when you, I, on the Hagmann Report, Eric, put up open source, open admissions by the Pentagon that they really do have 100 megaton torpedoes. And I'm telling you point blank, they have 300 megaton nuclear warheads. And those are thermonuclear devices, what we would be calling hydrogen bombs. And fortunately, again, how do I say this? The people that listen to those of us in alt news, you have a choice. You can say, I think they're all crazy. Our Defense Department. I had one guy send me the most sniveling, cowardly, south of the equator, embracing devil's anatomy and saying, we're the strongest power in the world. No, we're not. We were. We're no longer. Because we're being separated, Doug. And for the record, our military, according to people I know who have left the Pentagon, are claiming that up to 70% are open occultist Satanists and Lucifer worshiping people. And those are under orders from Lucifer himself. How could I know this? Because up until this time, there were no such thing as glyph translations. How do we get those? And when I say we, the people that are on the team get them, I don't. But they get them through steganation and steganography. They get them through radio coding and or broadcast transmissions that basically can be turned into images. And that's just old technology. And steganation or steganography means you can put a text, you can put pictures within pictures, and you can put them in the world's papers, and everything can be communicated. And it's the same truth, and I don't have the equipment. I know that the equipment exists, that when you hear the same terms over and over, good example, dark winter, dark winter, dark winter. Jesus is the light of the world. I don't think he's orchestrating a dark winter. Notice this, we're the only country that has openly declared war on God through the Democratic Party. They have no place. God has no place on our platform. And the spineless jellyfishians who claim to be Christians, the rhinos, Republicans in name only, will never deal with the root of evil. They only deal with the fruit of evil. So it's all circus distracticus. It's all circus now destructicus. It is the most, how do I say this? Tragic, in my opinion, I know a little bit of history, the most tragic representation of a lie by any government bent on destroying 90% of its population. And that's a power statement, and that's underwritten, and it's absolutely evident in the Deagle report, which was changed. And by the way, Doug, you and I were bringing that up before it appeared on anybody else's platform.
Yeah, you were the one that introduced me to that, and thank you for that. And yes, and I'll say this, and thank you, folks, for your allowing me to sit here over this platform. It's because of you folks that and people like Steve that I'm sitting here. So thank you. But yes, you're correct. The Deagle numbers, and why was that changed? I'm just curious.
Because it got so much coverage when some of the biggest financial writers in the world started talking about it. See, we're all considered fringe, but when you've got major accepted financial experts and guys that are without, how do I say this, any potential for a tax payment, they had to shut it down. And before they shut it down, they sanitized it. You can still go on. By the way, the Deagle Report was named after one of Rockefeller's, you know, the infamous Rockefeller, that basically made the statement that, you know, they want to decrease the world's population. So when you hear that smallpox, for instance, breaking out in Yemen, When you hear that Ebola has broken out this, there, or the other place, understand that after the breakup of the former Soviet Union, Russia now, that Kenton Alibek, you can look it up, K-E-N, although that's a shortened version, Alibek, A-L-I-B-E-K, was ahead of the 36,000 person, some of the top scientists in the world, Biopreparat, which was a biological weapons program of Russia. He came and testified before one of the congressional committees, okay, Doug, told everybody about Ebola pox, told everybody about Novichok, and Novichok means newcomer in Russian. And I'm the guy, for the record, this isn't bragging, that brought it to the West's attention. Not that the intelligence didn't know about it, but it meant newcomer, and it was a binary chemical weapon that was able to circumvent the NBC, Nuclear Biological Chemical Conventions Treaty, and everybody breaks the treaties they sign, including the United States. So the issue that I want people to understand is this. That story that I just presented to you is a minimum of 20 years old. Russia has had a 20-year head start on some of the most, I got to be honest with you, some of the most astonishing military achievements in the history of the world. So when you hear doomsday, when you hear, and one of their missile systems is called Satan, okay, and when you see a president who can back up what he says, and oh, by the way, President Putin is saying the West, the United States, is destroying families, and he's on record saying a family is between, a marriage is between a man and a woman, okay? Huh. He's saying what everybody in the United States is afraid to say because of the transgender movement. And if you, what's happening is the old, what is it? Don't speak, don't tell, or whatever the Clinton statement was to the military. You remember that? Don't, what is it? Don't tell. It was, yeah.
Now you got me on the wrong track. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. In essence, just let it be. Let him get in. There is
Ask, don't tell.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell. Thank you. And now, basically, tell everybody. And the Defense Department yesterday, and today is obviously what, or tonight is February 10th. The point being is that the DOD sent out a new thing about transgenderism and inclusionism. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, again, the destruction of the former military. Obviously, so many people are being kicked out. So many people are being refused vaccines. And of the ones that stayed in and got vaccinated, the DOD's caught red-handed. And I believe that's an answer to the supernatural declaration of God, that the word that proceeds out of his mouth will not return to him void, but it'll accomplish that for which he sent it. When Jesus said, follow after me, get thee behind me, Satan, which, you know, is that applies to about half a dozen people a week on my email. The thing that is important is that people understand that you will be given the truth. When they tell you evil's going to tell you what they're going to do and they do it, you can't plead dumb. You can deny it. You can avoid it. But you can't escape the ramifications of it.
You know, so Steve, Doug, if I can interject something here, because you mentioned the military. And this is something that Daniel Horowitz was on top of and others. On the 24th of January, the hearing before Senator Ron Johnson, where Attorney Tom Rents came and spoke on behalf of three whistleblowers within the military, including Dr. Teresa Long and two others. It was made known then that the military's medical epidemiology database, defense medical database, DMED, had, and by the way, this is a computerized database maintained by the Defense Health Agency. So they monitor all of the health of our troops and the people within the military. So the whistleblowers said from the 5-year period from 2016 to 2020, I believe it was, right, 2016 to 2020, there's a set of numbers. All right. So when 2021 came around with the forced jabs, when that began and to the present, subsequent to a 5-year period of somewhat stable numbers, they've seen increases within the military. This is a military only now. Hypertension, a 2,181% increase. Diseases of the nervous system, over 1,000%, 1,048% increase. Malignant throat cancers, 894%. And I can go on and on and on. So you're talking about cancers that are just blowing up within the military, our military. And the reason this is so important, and Senator Johnson sent Lloyd Austin a letter saying, hey, you know, preserve this data. Well, guess what? You wouldn't believe this, what happened. And I wrote about this in Wisconsin Christian News, sent it out to Patreon members who requested this. Guess what? The Defense Department says, you know, we screwed up on the numbers for 5 years, but we really didn't notice it until just lately. So the numbers aren't that bad. So the fact checkers all say it's all this is false. But, you know, what a bunch of hooey. So the military is – you're right, Steve. I just want to really drive that home. The military, we're in some deep doo-doo with this. So go ahead, sir.
Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the voodoo that's been embraced by the DOD has got us into the deep doo-doo. And as a certain listener, and I forget who he was, or I give him credit, he said, you need to understand, Steve, probably a good word is the Washington, D.C. CCP. And that's Washington, D.C. has become the Chinese Communist Party, if you will, in the United States. And the Australian intelligence brought out who in the country was on payrolls. Mainstream press avoided that more than Epstein and the whole situation. And if I were Ghislaine Maxwell, I'd cut a deal and I would speak only with the presence of Alt News, a public presentation of what I knew. That's her best chance to stay alive, because the same people that, you know, killed Epstein. By the way, I've been told, for the record, have no way of validating it, and this isn't like a John F. Kennedy being seen after he, you know, was brutally assassinated, or Elvis, but that Epstein has been, how should I say this, seen in a certain Caribbean island, both pre-plastic surgery and after. So there have been so many plots in spy movies where, you know, they even execute a person only to find out they put them into a coma, bring them back, and then turn them into an assassin. I think there was a movie with Bridget Fonda like that. So the thing is that, Doug, I don't know anything more important than the statement of President Putin. And everybody can say, I don't care if the guy has, you know, and by the way, the previous Russians were pretty much, they could say anything. And that's when the West said, they don't know what they're talking about. With President Putin, you can't do that. And you mean to tell me that we have a mentally challenged, hollow shell of an entity is going to go up against one of the most, how do I say this, nationalistic presidents who has stood up for family. Now, I want to make this clear. I'm stating his program. But if he does what's right in the sight of God, he will reap the benefit. And I'm not talking about, you know, somebody said, well, that's a Russian Orthodox Church. Well, at least they know who to call the Antichrist. And they do call the Antichrist. That's, I'm not Russian Orthodox. The point that I'm trying to say is the truth will come out. But Jesus said, if I've told you earthly things and you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? And if people struggle over what we can present, Doug, on your platform, and I can put out the private briefings. By the way, I want to say something. My private briefings are now available only with an annual subscription. This is an infomercial, but it's a real one. And I changed the word infomercial, Doug, to lifeomercial, okay? Because so much of the data that goes into the private briefings, it just is too, you can't lay it all out, even in a 2-hour program, as much as we try. So the same effort that you saw in the Hagman report when we did the fundraiser, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you, because now Jesse, who you heard his voice, you've seen him on the hour-long presentation that Daniel Holdings produced, what a marvelous video, is now engaged in the next stage of the expedition, which we couldn't have done, because, you know, I don't care how you work it, it still takes funds to open doors. And when I want to say something, one of my friends used to say, and this was in the old days when a $100 bill met something, he said, Steve, remember, they won't maybe answer the door for, you know, a knock. But he said, and this was almost 20 years ago, he said, but you'd be surprised what a $100 bill will open to you, especially when you're dealing with somebody that may be making $20 an hour. And he said, the better the suit, you're going to appreciate this, Doug. He said, the better the suit, the higher the prize, and it costs you a few more $100 bills. Yeah. And that guy, I tell you, I watched it. I won't tell you what conditions. And he said, watch. I was flabbergasted. Showed me the money. Didn't know the guy. This was in a random city, you know, fancy restaurant. There's no chance we'd get in. I think that one cost us three $100 bills, not us, but him. And I learned something then, okay? I learned that somebody said, well, that's a bribe. I won't do that. You probably, you know, of course you won't do that. I'm not saying anybody should do that, but I'm saying that's the world. That's the world's way.
I don't mean to overtalk you, but in my world, look, if you need some information costs money because people's livelihoods, jobs, and even jail time, it's on the line. How's your memory now waving, you know, $100 bill?
Yes. Yeah. Look, here's the thing I want people to understand too. Not every story has every kernel of truth, but if God's people will pray for discernment, not suspicion, not immediately rejecting anything because they hate the messenger. You know, like one guy, and I just want to say this, somebody says, why do you even deal with it? Because it's important. One guy who destroyed himself in the Patriot movement, absolutely so bitter that battery acid tastes like the coolest mountain stream, you know, just decided he wanted to go to war with me. I didn't even mention his name. I didn't even point in his direction. But I go, Lord, what am I missing here? And he said, you're failing, Steve, to identify the devil's hatred for the truth. And he said, every time you speak the truth, be ready for the enemy to challenge it. Now, that's an important story, Doug, because you could have all the evidence in the world, but if you got a jury that's already been, what's it called when they're paid off and the jury bribed?
Jury tampering.
Yeah. Compromise, and you got a judge that you already know where he stands, chances are you're not going to get a fair trial. There is no more equal justice under the law. That's not an opinion. That's not an editorial statement. It's being lived out on the images when you see people ransacking in some of the most exclusive and expensive stores, whether they're malls, whether they're on California, XYZ Street, whatever. And the security guards... That's a joke, okay? The security viewers do absolutely nothing to stop them. We even watch it. There are YouTubes where the guy looks directly at the security guard, expecting him to stop him. Security guard just keeps his hands on his belt, thumbs in, and could care less. I'd fire that guy. But see, here's the deal, Doug. Society, especially in gruesome Newsom's California, is all about the destruction of California with a K. And everything that's pretty much hideous in Hollywood and pretty much promoted throughout the world out of the city of fallen angels, you know, from the city of angels. I think that's one of the coast to coast. And I wish they put fallen angels in there because that's true. And by the way, in Nicolas Cage's movie, I had to learn movies. I got a degree. I got a couple degrees. Montana State University, which used to have the fourth largest and the most prominent film school in the United States, you know, and that was up against USC, Brookings in New York, or Brooks, and then also American Film Institute. I mean, there are a lot of guys that graduated from film and TV at MSU because even Henry Mancini, actually the father of videos, this is something that most people don't know, music videos was Henry Mancini. And Henry Mancini wasn't a rock and roll guy, but he realized the power that was behind images that would tell a story with his theme song. And, you know, obviously the theme song to the Pink Panther. How many of you can, you know, have ever watched the Pink Panther themes or movies, any of them? And, you know, you can't get away from it any more than you can get away from if you've ever watched a James Bond movie. You can't get away from the overriding theme on that, the dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So the deal is that we're now watching the controlled narrative with the controlled soundtrack, and it's all of the lying MSATM, in my opinion, mainstream accessories of murder. Why do I say that? Because look at the narrative on COVID-19 falling apart. Obviously, masks are useless. You can put Fauci up there saying there's no benefit to masks. And then he's talking about masking, you know, two-year-olds. You can go back on their words. But you see, there is no holding those entities responsible. And that's the thing. So people say, well, they can't do that. It's constitutional. Let me unconstitutional. They've done it. Well, they can't do that. They're breaking the law. They are the law. Well, we're going to get them all in the Nuremberg trials. No, you're not, because the Nuremberg trials are going to be controlled by the people who are the heads of the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab the Slob made the statement. We have half of our people in the Canadian government, and which, by the way, Trudeau should be called Falsedo, F-A-L-S-E, whatever, D-E-A-U. And because True has no business being in his name.
Well, and now I mean, just so people know, and this was admitted by his mother in an autobiography, Trudeau's mother was, and this is how she described herself. She described herself as a whore, okay, in her days married to Pierre. And she was in Cuba, and she fell in love or in lust with Castro, Fidel Castro. So there is some really good evidence, even though it's circumstantial, that Justin Trudeau is, in fact, the bastard child of Fidel Castro. Just saying. Okay, so I don't want to throw that in there because a lot of people don't know. And you know what, Steve? The DNA lineage and stuff, you know, it's really kind of weird how that works out. Go ahead,
Steve. Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is, Doug, you know, Tucker Carlson mentioned that on his show, too.
Yes, I did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So here's the deal. If that's true, then there's got to be, you know, there's different genes in the human body. But, you know, I don't know what the communist gene is, but he got the CG variation of it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, he was also trained by the World Economic Forums. You know, all these people have schools where they notify, or not, they don't notify, they identify specific, you know, bright individuals, and they train them to be, you know, fine young cannibal, I'm sorry, fine young communist. And the whole point of this situation is that you have Schwab himself, the head of the World Economic Forum, making the statement, half of the governments of the world are their people that they put in. Soros is following that program. So I don't know if Soros gets the root of evil or Schwab is the fruit of evil, but whichever way it is, maybe they're double rooted. Like, and the country needs a root canal. Okay. They need a pathway through the eroded roots of basically global communism, which is nothing more than Luciferianism and is nothing more than the arrival of the Antichrist. And I call these people, I got another word for you, Doug, Abaddonites, Abaddonites.
Oh, I see what you're there. Yeah.
Okay. And the word Abaddon means the destroyer. So these are the multiple destroyers. And for the record, the Christians who want to embrace the world had better realize this. Any spirit, that means any spirit, whether it's an evil spirit or a human spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord, i.e., the disciple John said this, is the spirit of Antichrist. Not the Antichrist himself, but the spirit of Antichrist. But interesting enough, the global network woven together of many Antichrists is preparing the way for the Antichrist, the guy that Satan will literally possess. And I got to tell you, World War III, hypersonic war, no matter what the mouthpieces for hell are floated out on talk radio, basically, they are buying the same lie. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, that whole January 6th fiasco was generated. I remember, Doug, seeing Gina Haspel, former director of CIA, with a MAGA hat and a flag. And she was in the foreground, and she was, I would say this, foreground, left frame, and then the Capitol building and all the people that were there were right. And whoever did it had a really good, great understanding, taking the picture, had a great understanding of depth of field, which simply means you can keep your foreground and background in perfect focus as long as you understand stuff like the lens opening. We won't go into the basics of photography. I knew then, instantly, I knew then, this whole thing was set up by, in my opinion, the intelligence agencies with cooperation of the law enforcement agencies, with cooperation with all the three-letter agencies and four-letter agencies. And there, by the way, there are four-letter agencies. Somebody thought that was a symbol or a, what would you say, a cover statement to cover up swear words. No, there are four-letter agencies.
Yeah.
But the point is that I want people to really get it in their spirits, Doug, that we're talking about some very sinister, evil, supernaturally orchestrated, supernaturally funded, supernaturally means it goes beyond what you can see. And I think that's really important that people understand that.
You know, you mentioned the January 6th. It's amazing the template doesn't change, Steve. You know, whether they're talking about the Whitmer kidnapping, January 6th, you go all the way back to the First World Trade Center bombing 1993. It's got the FBI right. fingerprints all over it. I mean, all of these are federal operations, false flags. So, you know, even today, these people don't have a lot of, imagination, I suppose. In Canada, the RCMP must be learning from the FBI, because there was a guy caught on camera attempting to say, hey, let's go raid Parliament. And the person he was talking to, a trucker patriot, saw the microphone embedded in his collar and said, no, we're not going to do this. And of course, he wasn't going to do it anyway. So, and to your point about the media in this venue, folks, I got to tell you something. There are a lot of people out there that you might trust today. You might say, oh man, you know, yeah, right on the money. They must be a patriot or patriots that really aren't, that are not who you think they are. So, you know, this is why Steve brings this up, because, man, you know, and I'll tell you, it's so easy to be tricked unless you do your homework. So, and it's hard to know who to trust sometimes. But I can tell you this, what you see here is what you get. And I know with Steve, the same thing, and his sources are pretty impeccable, I would say. So go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to give glory to where glory is only worthy. The only one worthy is the living God. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, somebody said, well, you know, you've been at least consistent about Jesus. I said, well, who else is there that even makes any sense to be consistent about in all the years I've been on talk radio? But my prime directive, I don't care what people say, Doug, but my prime directive from the living God was simply, you be faithful to warn my people, Steve, and I'll bring the people that know. I couldn't know what I've shared in my books or my videos or even on all the, you know, however many thousands of hours I've been on talk radio, unless someone told me or I had access to that. And one of the, I hired a guy. He's gone to be the Lord now, who worked for the No Such Agency, the NSA. And he taught me something. And one of the things he taught me, by the way, he never gave me secrets, but he taught me this. He said, always remember so many times in whatever article, there'll be a key phrase that seems, boy, this is out of place. He said, that's the thing you look for. So, Doug, people just dismiss any talk like about Russia's superiority and weapons. And I believe we're going to find out firsthand. The Russian Duma guy, I forget his name, made the statement that Russia should take a hypersonic nuclear missile and detonate it in the deserts of Nevada and basically let the Pentagon know to time it from the time it's launched. I think he was recommending either a submarine launched ballistic hypersonic missile to the time it hits in a 25 megaton nuclear explosion. And he said that may emphasis on may get the attention of the Americans. So I think what people need to understand, Putin says, you throw the first punch, go ahead, we'll take it. But when we take the first punch, you won't have any punches to give. And that goes right to Henry Gruver's vision. And Henry Gruver's vision of he saw Russia attack the United States. I want to make another statement. The original statement that Dmitry Dudeman made wasn't involving China. But the following, a couple years apart later, Russia and China were having a talk. The leaders were a talk. This was a, if you will, post-Russia attacks the United States. And there are people out there saying, well, Dmitry Dudeman never said China. He didn't in that one. I know that prophecy pretty much by heart. And he said Russia would not attack the United States. God showed him, or the angel of the Lord showed him, that before the Civil War breaks out. Civil War has been used more by the left than ever referred to by the right. I mean, you can just watch who the mouthpieces are for it. So the communist revolutions, Doug, and this is what I think is really important, communist revolutions always need to come to power on basically civil war and a lot of bloodshed, and whoever is the victor, and usually funded by the international bankers, overthrows the status quo, and literally sometimes tens of millions of people die, if not hundreds of millions of people die. And I think it's important that people keep that in mind. Because, and Doug, somebody said, well, what will the American people settle for? I said, I can't answer that. Because to answer that, you'd have to say, look at what they've already settled for. Forced quarantine, putting masks on children, injecting people with mutagenic mRNA, gene-destroying, or a mutagenic process that turns you into something else. All the stuff we've been talking about for the last 2 years since COVID-19. And now what you're seeing is the fruit of it, whether it's athletes dropping dead. And I want to say something about the Olympics. I have never seen a better example of the IOC, International Olympic Committee, being absolutely sucked in to the greatest gene harvest ever undertaken. Because when you put your top athletes on the field, and they all got to be tested for COVID every day, every one of those people has had their DNA cataloged along with their fingerprints, along with their facial recognition, along with their, let's say this, whatever gives them the ability to win. That's what Russia wants to integrate into their program of super soldiers. So in saying all that, that's what the International Olympic Committee, and in my estimation, was the biggest genetic mistake in the history of the world. Is that pretty clear?
Yes, very clear and very accurate. Go ahead. Yeah.
We're fighting, ladies and gentlemen, for the future of humanity. Not a political party, not nationalism, but the future of humanity, which Jesus himself said, I can't do anything but quote the most profound statement. If God didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, the elect being those who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, there'd be no human flesh left alive. That's pretty concise. It's pretty accurate. And then when you say, well, Jesus also asked the question, when the Lord returns, will he find faith in the earth? The answer to that is, and my answer to him, and when that question was presented to me by him, was, Lord, if you're asking that question, that doesn't sound like it's very hopeful to me. And that's how I answered the question. So the thing is that you're watching the abdication of the faith of our fathers. We're watching the destruction of that which made the greatest nation in history, the greatest nation in history, with freedom, liberty, and justice for all. We were the apple of the world's eyes. We were the peacekeeper of the world for a certain time. And I'm not talking about the United Nations. But then all of the devils within rose up to destroy us within. And now we're nothing but a honeycomb shell of our former strength, our former blessing. And ladies and gentlemen, you're being starved to death. When you go into a grocery store, supermarket, whatever you want to call it, I want you to go and find an empty shelf. Seriously, go and stand in front of me. You don't have to pray out loud and say, Lord, show me what, asking Jesus if you're a Christian. Actually, probably more non-Christians get it than Christians. I don't Christian bash. I'm just saying this. God spoke these words. His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because they're not presented with it, because they resist it. Anything that makes us uncomfortable is automatically put into the category. We want to just do away with it because we want to stay in a state of comfortable stasis. I make no bones about it. I like my bed. I like my pillow. But the most important thing I like is when I take water. Thank you, Jesus. I go into my shower, which is my place of refuge from the world, and that hot water, and as it's coming out of the head, thank you, Lord. As I step into a warm bathroom, I say, Lord, thank you. But I also say this, I know the day will come when all this will be gone. But God, give me a grateful heart now and let that carry over into the time when the very objects of gratefulness have disappeared, because the objects of gratefulness will disappear, but your faithfulness will never disappear. Does that make sense?
Very much so. And, you know, I think you just kind of explained the inaction of many Christians, or the misdirection by many Christians, is because we enjoy our comforts of life so much, and actually doing something to change something, we'd have to give up those comforts. But like you said, you know, let's be grateful for what we have now. For tomorrow, you know, we may not have it. And if we, you know, so yes, it makes perfect sense. And you know, the other thing too, and then I'll be quiet, but the United States is not losing its standing in the world by accident, by incompetence, or through incompetence. The violence we see in the cities you mentioned earlier, the gangs that we see, cities aren't releasing, the DAs aren't releasing murderers and thieves and thugs by accident. We did not let some 2 million illegals into this country by accident. Everything you see here is intentional. Everything you see here is deliberate, and even to the extent of the eye poking or poking Russia with the stick, the bear with the stick, this is all intentional. And I think you made that. I think, you know, you've been very, very, you've been straightforward the entire time I've known you about everything that was going to happen, and we're seeing it happen, play out right now. And I thank you, and I'm sure the listeners and viewers would thank you as well.
Well, Doug, again, you know, sometimes people say, well, you and Doug have a mutual admiration society. I said, nope, that's not true. Doug and I appreciate and know who gave us the forum, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Doug and I acknowledge that the lives that are, we get massive amounts of thanksgiving, that's Jesus. All we are is vessels. Unfortunately, we don't smoke crack and, you know, by the grace of God. But the people that are so drug addicted, you guys ever even put into context that everybody who's doing, whether even it's recreational drugs, marijuana, medicinal drugs, and I hate pain. So if it helps somebody, I'm talking now, you know, to smoke pot to get away from their pain, I don't think that's wrong. When you've got a high school with medical marijuana cards, I think there's something really wrong. Now we're moving from recreational drugs into spiritual drugs. We're moving into the realm of hallucinogens. When that little pep squeak, in my opinion, pep squeak, that's the nicest, Zuckerberg, in my opinion, put us into the metaverse, that was a slap in the face of the living God. You know, it started, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, it started as virtual reality. Something that paralleled reality. where people could be superheroes. They could take on an avatar. They could become something other than God created them, okay? And then it moved to the metaverse. First thing you recognize in the metaverse, the same sexual appetite that basically the book of Genesis talks about when the fallen angels saw that the daughters of earth were fair and came into them, meaning they produced children by them. And Jesus said, in heaven, they're neither given nor married. These are fallen angels that got kicked out of heaven. And what's the first thing? What's showing up? Doug, the lust that basically caused the fallen angels to try and destroy sexually and genetically human race. You know, women who go into the metaverse, they're saying, I'm being fondled. I'm being raped. There are horrible things going on in my body. Think about it, ladies. Think about it. And now more and more, the beauty of God's creation is being divorced from those of us who still can acknowledge God's creation.
You can see it. Again, I didn't mean to interrupt or over talk.
Oh, no, but, please break in.
But you know, and we only have about 3.5 minutes left, but you can see the beautiful women becoming ugly through body piercings and modifications and even transgenderism, which I would submit to everyone. And I think, Steve, you spoke on this. Transgenderism is the introduction to transhumanism. And that's where all of this is headed. Go ahead.
Well, I want everybody to be praying for the truckers in Canada and soon to be the truck convoys, because again, what you're watching, and please understand, it is my contention that we will have no shelves restocked. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for today. And Doug, I got to go. So I've got an appointment that just showed up. I've got to take it.
No worries, blessing, brother.
Yeah, all right. Blessing. You and thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Folks, that was Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com as well. You know, again, all of this, everything that we're seeing today, and please hang with me for the next 2 minutes. I just want to, again, in addition to expressing my thanks, I just have to say that everything that we are seeing today, if you really connect the dots, if you really kind of take a couple of steps back and look, everything we're seeing play out today, It's biblical, it's spiritual, and I would also and especially state that the breakdown of our society, taking God out of the county square, taking God out of schools, everything that where we're at right now, I don't know if it's we as a country, but our forefather or our generation before us, or even my generation, contributed to that moral decay. Okay, so I don't think we can have a country, this is my view, an immoral country. I think that we have the problems that we have today by rejecting the biblical morality by saying, well, it's all relative. By this pressure to be so tolerant that we become tolerant of everything. And that's not the way it should be. And I don't mean to opine beyond what this program was intended, but the fact of the matter is, I think we sit here today, and I think the lateness of the hour is apparent. Now, I do see some glimmers of hope, especially with the convoys, the freedom convoys. I do believe that we can regain some of our freedoms, if not all of our freedoms, if we hold the line. I think that's what's happening right now. But then I also see, you know, what's their next move. When I say they, I'm talking about the World Economic Forum teat suckers. What's their next move? What's Trudeau's next move? And what's Biden going to do? So with that, Eric the Tech, what do you think, man? I mean, I just have to ask you real quick, and then I know we have to go, but any thoughts, any ideas as to how this is going to play out in the short term? I'm with him. What he said, there's so much going on. I don't know. We can only work with the information that we have in front of us, and that's all I ask you do, is to make sure that the information that you have in front of you is accurate is from a good source, reliable source, that you check it out, you're satisfied with the veracity of it, and then make your decisions and plans accordingly. With that, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so very, very much. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. May God bless you and pray for our nation and pray for the truckers and people of Canada. God bless. And across the world. Yeah.